Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 51, and it's called, Are You Asking the Wrong Questions? My family and I have long been supporters of the performing arts, music in particular. My wife Liz is an active amateur musician. She plays double bass and the flute in several bands and orchestras. It's an occupation that has given me a front row seat, often literally, into how these organizations tend to operate. One topic that comes up a lot when discussing the performing arts is the challenge of acquiring and sustaining subscribers, particularly for orchestras and other forms of classical music. The common refrain is that members of this current generation just are not joiners. They don't like to subscribe to things. So effectively, nothing can be done about that. But if you dig deeper, you'll find information that challenges that belief. Things like the average American spends $924 a year for 4.5 subscriptions. That's what comes out of averages. Recurring payment volume for Stripe, which is a significant credit card processor, grew 16% faster than one-time payment volume in the 12 months ending June 2023. So even just anecdotally, it's evident that streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, and the rest are quite popular, along with Amazon Prime, Wine of the Month kind of subscriptions, and many others. But as the leader of a performing arts organization, if you assume that members of the current generation are just not joiners, you're either asking the wrong question in pursuit of a solution, or you give in to that apparent reality and do nothing. So what's the right issue? As Americans, in particular, it seems, we tend to be hardwired to find the right answer. Maybe it's due to the fact that answers in our education system are being more highly rewarded than questions, or maybe it's just because so many of our games and TV shows, from Trivial Pursuit, Jeopardy, and others, are oriented in this way. Of course, there are many benefits to this approach, but when you're trying to solve a strategy challenge, ensuring that we're addressing the underlying cause of a problem and not just looking at a symptom is a critical first step. Examples of where this has not always been the case are everywhere. Blockbuster, which was all in on physical stores and got slammed by Netflix, first in their mailing and then by streaming. Kodak, which was hyper-focused on film and on creating new and innovative approaches to printing photos. They ignored digital photography entirely. One of my own nonprofit clients that initially tried to fix the lack of progress resulting from its grant making by modifying its grant application process, when the underlying problem had much more to do with understanding how academic and medical research works. Whatever the specifics, if you don't first get a handle on the problem and its cause, all the questions asked and answers floated won't get you to where you want to go. So, how do you make sure that you're asking the right questions to begin with? Here are a few suggestions. Seek an objective perspective. Understand that you and your team may be too close to the situation. Circumstances in which everyone knows what the problem is should be seen as red flags and at least worthy of further investigation. Try to involve other points of view, whether from people within your organization who are not as close to the question at hand or outside advisors. With a fresh look and few baked-in biases, these people can often see things you missed or disregarded. Think deeply. While working at the Boston Consulting Group, we used an approach known internally as the five whys. As you consider any problem, you ask why that is. And for that response, you ask again, and you repeat the process five times, digging deeper and deeper. For example, I worked with a museum seeking help in bringing its retail operation online as a way to boost its revenue. But as we dove deeper and kept asking why, we discovered that there were much greater opportunities for revenue growth by focusing on which products they carried and how many different products were offered in the physical shops, rather than exploring online options. Addressing the subsequent whys and their answers helps you get closer to the root cause of a situation, and from there, You can consider alternatives or do additional research if you find yourself unable to answer any of the whys that emerge. Consider all options. Even when the right cause is identified, it's tempting to latch on to the first reasonable solution and run with it. Instead, challenge yourself to come up with a few alternative answers to the situation. This may lead to even better approaches that would be missed by settling too quickly. In the case of revenue and audience challenges for classical music, advisors often have to remind leaders, who are understandably aficionados of the genre, that the quality of the performance or the choice of music is rarely the problem. Few audience members ever tell an orchestra that they need more Beethoven or less Beethoven. Too much attention in this area can cause leaders to miss other, more important issues to address. They need to look elsewhere to understand why some orchestras fare better than others. On reflection, one common element behind each of these suggestions is a bit of timeless advice that applies in so many situations. Take a breath. Resist the urge to rush to a solution. First, step back and spend time to make sure you fully understand the situation. While it's not helpful to descend into extended analysis paralysis, there is a lot of space between that and an instant response, especially one that might miss the larger point entirely. Thanks for listening.